Now, Ben Bailey.
In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." Jesus clearly taught that one must become a Christian, should become a Christian, because it is the one and only right way to get to God. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Peter proclaimed to the Jews who thought for a long time they were in the right way, he proclaimed, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." A person must become a child of God because it is the only way, it is the right way to get to heaven. Now, what do we mean by right? It's right in origin. You know, a lot of religions, or all religions outside of Christianity, have been started by men. For example, Joseph Smith is the author and proprietor of the Mormon religion. He came up with that. He made it up. He wrote down the words. We think of religions like the Jehovah Witness religion. Charles Taze Russell came up with that. Muhammad came up with Islam. And yet Christianity is distinct. It's right, because it's right in origin. God is the one who sent His Son into this world to create, to give men the hope of Christianity, and He brought that into the world. You know, in the Old Testament, God promised that Christianity would become the way for men to be saved. For example, in Isaiah chapter 62, verses 1 and 2, God said, "When the Gentiles see my righteousness, I'll call my people by a new name." We open Acts chapter 10 and 11, and Peter has taken the gospel to Cornelius, Gentile man. He obeys that gospel, and it's no coincidence that in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, the Scripture says they were called Christians first in Antioch. You know, Christianity is also right in its destiny. It is the only way to get to the Father. Jesus again said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." You can't get to God. You cannot make it to heaven outside of Jesus Christ. He's the captain of our salvation. Hebrews 2, verse 9. He's the sacrifice for our sin. Hebrews 10, verse 12. And it's His way alone that will lead us to God. And so it's right in destiny. If you stay true to the teaching of Christ, you can be sure you'll go to heaven. But you know, it's also right in purpose. What's the purpose of Christianity? Well, no doubt our destiny is to go to heaven, but what about our purpose here and now? Our purpose in this life is to glorify God. Isaiah 43, verse 7, God said, "Everyone who's called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him." We were created to glorify God. Ecclesiastes 12:13 tells us how to do that. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. "Fear God, keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man." And so why should a person become a Christian? It is the right way. It's the only way that's right in origin. It's from God. It's the only way that has the right destiny. It will lead a man to heaven, and it has the right purpose to glorify God in this life. Friend, are you a Christian? If not, won't you get in the right way today so you can be sure that you're right with God? You can do that by hearing the Word of God. Romans 10, verse 17, by believing that Jesus is God's Son. John 8, verse 24, by repenting of those things in your life that are not right. Luke 13, 3, by making the good confession, Romans 10, verse 10, and by being baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, Mark 16 and verse 16. Friend, we're pleading with you today. Christianity is the only right way. Are you sure you're right with God?